And listen while you list. VMRN. Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome to eBay Radio, the show whose tracking is always uploaded. Now, here's your host, Griff.
And this segment's brought to you by Crazy List, amazingly simple eBay listing software. Live streams, binge watching, downloads, who even still owns physical media anymore, let alone needs a player to play it on? Well, maybe us old folks, Lee, huh?
Oh yeah, I got them all. I still have them all.
I still use them. Our next guest is here to tell you that the answer might surprise you. Jason T. Smith is the big kahuna of the Thrifting Board Facebook group, and he's known on eBay as top-rated seller Tiki Pug Music. All one word. Jason, now that we stream and download all forms of entertainment, from TV shows to movies to music, surely there's no point thrifting old media and old media players anymore, right?
Well, you'd be wrong, Griff. Hello, Griff and Lee. How are you?
Wait a minute. Good. Did you say Griff would be wrong?
He would be.
Oh, take a ticket.
It's, you know, it's 2018, and the amount of live and streaming services that you can get on all forms of media, it's daunting, yet the old media and the old media players are increasing in value. It's crazy. It seems counterproductive or intuitive because, hey man, I could just dial up the Avengers movie anywhere at any time and watch it. But man, someone wants to load it on an old VCR player.
Who knew?
It's crazy.
But you know what, Jason? The reason everybody's getting nervous is, for instance, Best Buy announced they aren't even going to sell CDs anymore. Now, does this mean the end of selling CDs on eBay, too?
Well, you know, you would think, but it truly isn't, and it's more so for the collectible ones. And some people might not know, but there are tons of collectible CDs. CDs that weren't in print for a long time or just had a small release. You know, we're not talking a Britney Spears CD. She sold 10 million of those. We're talking a little bit smaller. I'm assuming you're familiar with Rusty Warren. Knockers Up. Now, her records are a dime a dozen because she sold millions of them back in the day, but her CD releases are few and far between. I just sold a Rusty Warren CD for $60. Now, in the last 30 days, I have sold three $20 CDs, five $25 CDs, five $35, two $40s, two $65s, two $80s, and two $100 CDs.
Heavens be praised, the mortgage can be paid.
Hell yeah.
So, Jason, you're talking about CDs, and what about cassettes and stuff like that? I mean,
oddly, and again, if you're not on top of this, you would not realize this. Oddly, the newest, hottest form of portable media is cassettes.
No, get out.
So in the last couple years, artists and bands started releasing their stuff on cassettes again.
Why?
I think it's the hipsters who love having cassette players. I don't really know, but there's this thing called Record Store Day where every April they bring out these limited edition records and people get in line and buy them. Well, in the last 3 years, there's been a cassette part of every Record Store Day, and those are the quickest, hottest sellers are the cassettes.
So you're telling us that we should still be buying cassettes to sell on eBay?
Oh, yeah. Metallica did one a couple years ago, Paul McCartney. Now, in the used arena, about a month ago, I was at a flea market. I bought a box of cassettes for $10. There was 94 cassettes in there, so a little under 10 cents a piece. When the smoke clears, I will sell them for a total of $1,052 for a box of cassettes.
Wow.
Now, it's metal. Really heavy metal, and that's kind of a bonus tip. That's kind of stuff you're looking for. You know, nice Sunday church music like Death Angel and Obituary and Suffocation.
Okay. Next, yeah.
The box was the first Pantera release, which is worth $100 by itself on cassette. It's 2018.
Really?
So I guess records and 8-tracks and reel-to-reels are gone, but the rest of them are good, huh?
No, I'm going to tell you, nope. Again, it's crazy. I love selling reel-to-reels, and if anyone out there is a little bit on the younger side, before cassettes, there was a thing called reel-to-reel. So your cassette was basically
Before cassettes, there were 8-tracks.
Well, right, and before 8-track, it was reel-to-reel.
Exactly.
And I've been selling reel-to-reels on eBay for, probably 12 years now, and I just looked at the highest-selling reel just this week on eBay. And Bob Dylan's Basement Tapes just sold on reel-to-reel for $779.
Yikes. Nice.
Now, that's a form of media that, man, you need a specialized player. It's not just grab any old cassette deck and pop your cassette in.
That's
true. You got the player. You got to know how to load it and feed it and have the leader tape. Oh, it's a pain in the ass. But people still buy them. And same with 8-tracks. Someone just sold seven Ramones, the punk band, seven Ramones 8-tracks for $800 on eBay.
Yeah.
Eight tracks.
People make fun of 8-tracks.
Why are we stopping here? Why don't we just like bring back the wax cylinder?
Here's a little bit of cassette trivia for you. I once worked for a man named Paul Schaefer, not the same guy. He owned Schaefer Electronics, and he got the American sales rights to two Mexican radio stations, and he decided that he was going to run the whole station on cassettes. He actually invented a machine that goes around, what am I trying to say, like a carousel that put all these, we had to do, every minute of the show had to be put on these cassettes. It wasn't live radio.
Wow.
Not only that, we had to take them across the Mexican border, sneak them across at night so that the Mexican guys over in the radio station could play them the next day. But it was all going to be done on cassettes, and that lasted about 2.5 years, and everybody went to other things.
Is it live or is it Memorex Mexican?
Exactly. You got it. So,
and you know, records are, again, you know, if you look at the figures, CD sales are declining greatly. That's why Best Buy got rid of them. But cassettes are inclining, and records are such on the incline. My guy who does my tattoos is also a lead singer of a band. His new record was supposed to be out 3 weeks ago. But record plans, because there's not that many of them, are so backed up with producing records, everything has been pushed back. So record plans nowadays cannot keep up with the demand for vinyl.
Wow.
You know, I was home in Cleveland last week. I talked to my mom's eBay meetup, and I was hanging out with an old high school buddy. And he was never one into music like I'm into music. And he was watching me shop at a record store, and he popped a few records up on the counter to purchase. And I said, "You're buying records?" And he goes, "Yeah, I got a record player. Actually, I got two." I go, "What?" So even people who just weren't that big into music are now getting record players to listen to records. And he was asking the guy, "Hey, man, I'm into old 60s soul. I got the normal stuff. Show me something weird that I don't know."
Yeah, I just bought John, I think it was either Christmas or his birthday, new turntable. People are still listening to this.
I got four in my house.
So.
I just listen to the music in my head.
So.
It's cheap.
VHS tapes. They have to be dead.
They have to be dead. I mean, they're horrible, aren't they?
Well, they are for the most part. So when I teach my classes in the thrift store, we don't really spend a lot of time in the VHS section. There are a few types of tapes to look for, old horror movies that never made it onto DVD.
Yeah.
But what is hot, and it's not so much the tapes, because, man, talk about something that is plentiful. You want a copy of Titanic, go into any thrift store, and you can buy 47 in any thrift store. You know, they're very plentiful, but what isn't plentiful anymore is the players. They stopped producing VCRs about 4 years ago now, 3 years ago.
Yeah.
And even more hot are the TV VCR combos. Now again, you're thinking, geez, we could stream everything. It should be easy, right?
Right.
So the sell-through rate on eBay on TV VCR combos fluctuates between 75 and 85%.
Yikes.
Think of that. Think of that in 2018, at any given moment, you go search, sold, completed, and then sold, and it'll be somewhere between 75 and 85% sell-through for a TV VCR combo in 2018.
That is mind-blowing.
I gave mine away.
Oh, let me tell you. A Toshiba new in the box just sold for $600.
Oh.
Is there anything at all we should avoid in old media? Is there anything left?
Yeah, there's really only a couple things, because I have found some rare forms of media that never kicked, you know, clicked with the public, but those still sell. But there's really two things that you should really avoid, because they never hit at all, to the point of you can't even find the players. So after the 1980s war of VHS versus beta.
Yeah.
30 years later, we had the war of HD DVDs and Blu-ray DVDs.
Right. Yeah.
Oh.
And that lasted for about 3.5 weeks. Blu-ray won, And you can never find the HD players. And there's just no, you know, people still want 8-tracks. They still want cassettes. They still want record players. It's easy to pick up an 8-track player, a record player, a cassette player. You cannot find the HD DVDs. And so those are worthless. And then pre-Laserdisc was a thing called the Selectovision video disc. And those were horrible back then, and they're still horrible today. And
I remember those.
Yeah, no one looks for those. Those were out for like a hot minute, and then bam, Laserdisc came out, and Laserdisc was so much better. It's like you went from driving a Chevette to a Corvette.
Have you bought one of these that, and any of these kind of medias, that you didn't know whether they were worth anything or not, but you got a lot of money from it?
Yeah, I was at a Savers thrift store, and I found movies on, like, they were called Mini 8. So there was like a Mini 8 video camera, like you at home type video camera.
Oh, yeah.
And I didn't realize they released commercial movies on them because there was no true player. You'd have to buy the adapter for the small cartridges for your regular VHS player. So I had never seen them until about maybe 8 months ago. I was in a thrift store and someone had dropped off their whole collection. So there was full movie releases. There was like Iron Maiden videos from like the 80s. And so once I showed them on a thrift haul I did online, and man, people were like, I need that one, I need that one. So there was a medium I didn't even knew existed. And within seconds, people are like, I need that, I need that, I need that. I'm like, sweet. So I love finding things I didn't even know existed.
And Griff, cool. What is the music in your head, honey?
It depends on, I get earworms like everyone else, but I adore my earworms. I love them. Right now, I think I'm listening to Joni Mitchell.
Jason T. Smith is the big kahuna of the Thrifting Board Facebook group, and he's Tiki Pug Music on eBay. Thanks, Jason.
Thanks, Jason. This segment was brought to you by Crazy Lister. Up next, a sneak preview of eBay Open. Keep listening. It's eBay Radio.
Don't miss this year's eBay Open Seller Celebration. July 24th through the 26th at Mandalay Bay in Las Vegas. You'll learn, network, meet eBay executives and employees, and party down with your eBay tribe. It's education, information, and inspiration you can't get anywhere else. Spaces are limited and going fast, so register now and book your hotel room at ebayopen.com. That's ebayopen.com.
Running a successful e-commerce business is complicated, but managing your listings should be easy. That's why award-winning eBay power sellers Victor Levitin and Maxim Godin created Crazy Lister, and why more than 100,000 eBay sellers are using it. It makes listings so easy, it's crazy. Just drag and drop to easily create mobile-optimized listings in seconds, or apply one of Crazy Lister's 200 templates to your existing listings with a single click. Editing listings is super easy, and Crazy Lister lets you keep ended listings forever. And if you need help making the most of Crazy Lister, their awesome support will make it even easier. Whether you're a hobby seller, small business, just getting started, or looking to grow, Crazy Lister has an easy solution for you. Try it for free for 7 days, no credit card required. They're easy at crazylister.com.
USPS has a lot of great ways to ship your stuff. Here at Stamps.com, we support them all. Stamps.com was the first company to be approved by the U.S. Postal Service for buying and printing postage online. And in our 20-plus years, we've learned a lot about eBay sellers. And we know that deciding which shipping option is the best for each package can be tough. That's where we can really help. Stamps.com's best rate comparison engine automatically picks the lowest cost USPS option for your package, making sure you never overpay for postage. If you're new to Stamps.com, we invite you to try our 4-week trial. We'll even throw in a free 5-pound shipping scale. Shipping and handling fee required. So, the next time you need to figure out the best way to ship your package, remember Stamps.com. Stamps.com. Spend less time shipping, more time selling.
Once you've joined the eBay Radio Group, take a few minutes and subscribe to the eBay Radio Group newsletter. It's the second post on the list of discussion threads at ebayradio.com. In it, you'll find simple instructions on how to subscribe. Then you'll receive a show reminder right in your inbox every Tuesday and Thursday, complete with show info, a show calendar, And on Tuesday, the secret word. The eBay Radio Group newsletter. Subscribe today and don't miss another issue.